Today we are going to look at Psalm 46.
今天我们要来看诗篇四十六篇。
I will read the passage in English and then I will ask Sister Fannan to read it in Mandarin.
我会先用英文来读经文，然后我再请芬兰姐妹读中文的部分。
Psalm 46 verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. There's a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in uproar. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice.The earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see what the Lord has done, the desolation has brought on the earth. He makes war cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. He says, Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The Lord of Jacob is our fortress.
诗篇四十六篇，神是我们的避难所，是我们的力量，是我们在患难中随时的帮助。所以地虽改变，山虽摇动到海心，其中的水虽砰轰翻腾，山虽因海涨而颤抖，我们也不害怕。其有一道河，这河的分溢使神的城欢喜，这城就是至高者居住的圣所。神在其中，城必不动摇。到天一亮，神必帮助这城。外邦喧嚷，列国动摇，神发声，地变融化。万军之耶和华与我们同在，雅各的神是我们的避难所。你们来看耶和华的作为，看他使地怎样荒凉。他只袭刀兵，直到地极。他折弓断枪，把战车焚烧在火中。你们要休息，要知道我是神，我必在外邦中被尊崇，在遍地上也被尊崇。万军之耶和华与我们同在，雅各的神是我们的避难所。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we want to say thank you.
亲爱的天父，我们要来感谢你。
Because you are the one who can give us peace.
因为你是那位可以赐我们平安的神。
In the midst of the pandemic, we look up to you.
在这疫情当中，我们来仰望你。
May we find refuge in you.
因为我们在你里面找到避难所。
Guide me and Fannan as we serve together.
求你帮助我和芬兰姐妹一起来侍奉你。
May we be glorified. May our Lord be glorified.
愿我们的主能够得着荣耀。
I pray for all those who are listening.
我为所有在线上听的每一位弟兄姐妹祷告。
May they also find comfort in you.
愿他们也在你里面得着安慰。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告都是奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.
Today we are going to look at God is our refuge.
今天我们来看的主题是神是我们的避难所。
We have basically three main sermon main points.
我们今天的讲道有三个主题，主要重点。
One,Why do we need God to be our refuge?
第一个，为什么我们需要神做避难所？
Second, how can we have God as our refuge?
第二，我们怎样以神为避难所？
Third, what are the results of having God as our refuge?
第三，我们以神为避难所有什么结果？
For us to understand the scripture, we need to know the biblical background.
我们要来了解今天的经文，就要先来了解它的 背景。
Psalm 46 is a tempo song of soprano.
诗篇四十六篇是一首女高音的圣殿歌。
So it's not only a poem, it is a song.
它不只是一个诗篇，它是一首歌。
It's for the director of music. They're called the sons of Korah.
它是交给诗班长，那诗班长是可拉的后裔。
And it's according to a tune called Alamoth.
它的调是用女音。
It's equivalent to the soprano in a choir.
这个就是在一个诗班里面的女高音。
The historical background, some scholars believe is 2 Kings chapter 18 verse 9 to chapter 19 verse 36.
这篇诗篇的历史场景，有一些学者认为是从在历代志下18章9节到19章36节里面的场景。
At that time, the Assyrian army was invading the southern kingdom of Judah.
那个时候，亚述帝国正在攻击、侵略南国犹大。
And the Judah king at that time was Hezekiah.
那时候的王是西底家。
Assyria was a superpower of the time.
亚述国在那个时候是一个超级的强国。
And Assyria ran over all Judah except the capital city of Jerusalem.
那时亚述几乎攻陷了犹大整个南国，除了耶路撒冷城以外。
And Judah was under siege for several years.
而耶路撒冷城那时候已经被围困了好几年。
And Hezekiah was trying to do whatever he could to survive.
西西家尽他全力想要让国家存留下来。
But humanly speaking, it was hopeless.
但是从人的角度来看，他处在一个绝望的地步。
But Hezekiah did the right thing.
但是西西家在这时候做了一件事情是对的。
He trusted God.
他在那个时候信靠神。
The next morning,
第二天，
God struck Assyria.
神击打亚述。
And 185,000 soldiers were all killed.
有18万5千的大军全军覆没。
According to 2 Kings chapter 19, verse 35.
这是记载在王下19章35节。
And Jerusalem was free because they trusted God.
因着西西家对神的信靠，耶路撒冷解围了。
And the theme,The topic of the psalm is God is our fortress.
这篇诗篇的主题是讲到神是我们的避难所。
The phrase God is our refuge or fortress was used three times.
有三次的时候，在这诗篇里面有三次讲到神是我们的避难所。
Verse 1.
第一节。
Verse 7.
第七节。
And verse 11.
第十一节。
The word with refuge in Hebrew is a military term.
避难所在希伯来语是一个军事用词。
It means a fortress.
原意是堡垒。
A safer higher ground.
一个安全的高地。
Or a hiding place.
或是一个藏身之处。
The outline is very clear.
它的分段是很清楚的。
It's clearly divided into three divisions.
这里可以把它分成三个段落。
Because after each division, there's a Hebrew word.
在每一个段落的末了都有一个希伯来文。
It's the word Sila.
这个希伯来文叫细拉。
It's a pause indicator.
它是一个休止符。
It means when you sing, you stop for a while.
他意思是说，当你在唱歌的时候，中间你会停下来。
The first part is verse 1-3.
这个分段的第一个段落是第一节到第三节。
It was facing natural disaster.
这里讲到面对大自然的灾难。
And then verses 4-7, facing political unrest.
第二段是四节到第七节，讲到面对政局的动荡。
And then the third, from verse 8 to 11, God's exhortation.
第三段是八到十一节，讲到神被尊崇。
Okay, let's go to our main content, point number one.
让我们来看第一个重点。
And answer the first question.
来回答第一个问题。
Why do we need God to be our refuge?
为什么我们需要神做避难所？
What are the reasons for having God as our refuge?
以神为我们避难所的原因是什么？
The Bible tells us people face natural disaster.
圣经告诉我们人会面对大自然灾难。
Verses 2 to 3.
第二节到第三节。
Though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake,With their surging.
所以地虽改变，山虽摇动到海心，其中的水虽喷轰翻腾，山虽因海涨而颤抖。
And what is being described is somebody who is like me, who came from California.
这里提到一些的事情，如果你是从加州来的话，你大概就会有一些感受了。
It is talking about earthquake.
这里讲到地震。
The earth give way.
地改变。
Mountains fall and quake.
山崩地震。
In the Old Testament.
在旧约里。
Mountains are often a biblical symbol.
山常常是有属灵的代表性的。
It means stability.
它的意思是稳定。
But here it is falling apart.
但是这里我们看到它崩裂了。
They face natural disaster in the form of earthquake.
人面对这样一个大自然灾难，在一个地震的当中。
And second, raging waters.
第二个是水患。
Waters roar, foam, and surge.
水摇动，砰轰翻腾。
Raging waters can make damage.
水患可以带来很大的灾难跟损伤。
In the form of flooding and tsunami after earthquake.
在地震之后，常常会造成水灾或是海啸。
We need God as our refuge.
我们需要神做我们的避难所。
When we face natural disaster.
当我们面对自然灾难时，
We also need God as our refuge when we face political unrest.
当我们面对政局的动荡时，我们也需要神做我们的避难所。
The current pandemic is not only a health issue.
今天我们处在这个疫情当中，这不单单只是一个健康的问题而已。
In different opinions about how to do the pandemic,It became a political unrest.
很多关于怎么样来面对抗疫的事情时，造成一些政治的因素。
Verse 6 and 9.
第六节和第九节。
Nations are in uproar, kingdoms fall. Then verse 9. Wars, bow, spear, shields.
外邦喧嚷，列国动摇。第九节讲到刀兵、弓。枪战车。
Political unrest had not ceased since the end of the Cold War.
在冷战之后，结束之后，政局的动荡并没有停止。
In the contrary, political unrest had become more terrifying.
相反的，政局的动荡变得更严重。
Especially in the form of religious extremism movements.
它在一个宗教极端的运动形式上面，让我们看到更严重的情况。
What does it mean for us today?
对我们今天是什么意义呢？
I've chosen for our younger audience this example.
我今天选了一个例子，是比较适合小孩子的。
You may remember that I talked about I got my teaching degree K to 12.
你可能记得我曾经讲过说我拿到教导小学的教师执照。
And one of the main assignments in my children literature class.
在一个关于小孩子阅读 的那门课上面的一个功课。
I began to love good children pictorial books.
因为要做那些的功课，我开始喜欢读一些很好的小孩子的图书。
I still love children pictorial books today.
我今天仍然很喜欢小孩子的图书。
One of the books is called Alexander and the Terrible, Horrible, Not Good, Very Bad Day.
有一本书叫做亚历山大和糟透、坏透、又差又惨的一天。
Alexander was a boy about 7 or 8 years old.
亚历山大是一个七八岁的男孩。
And he had one of those days when everything went wrong.
他有一些的日子是每件事情都不对劲。
And disaster one right after another.
麻烦一个接着一个来。
Nothing went right.
没有一件事情是对的。
And the conclusion?
那个结论就是
It was a horrible, terrible,Not good, very bad day.
这是一个坏透了、糟透了、又差又惨的一天。
For instance, when Alexander woke up in the morning,
举个例子，当亚历山大早上起来的时候，
he discovered he had gone to bed with chewing gum in his mouth.
他发现他前一个晚上是嘴巴含着口香糖上床睡觉。
When he woke up, the gum was in his hair.
当他早上醒来，那个口香糖粘在他的头发上。
When he got out of his bed, he tripped over his skateboard.
当他下床的时候，不小心踩到他的滑板。
And then he dropped his water into the sink where the water was running.
然后他又不小心把他的毛衣掉在一个水正开着的水槽里。
And he said,
他说
I just knew it. I knew it. It was going to be a horrible,Terrible, not good, very bad day.
我就知道这会是一个糟透、坏透、又差又惨的一天。
And then he went to school.
然后他去上学。
He had a horrible day there too.
在学校他也过得很惨。
After school, he had a terrible experience at the dental's office.
放学后他去了牙医那边又遇到很糟糕的事情。
Then came supper.
然后到了晚餐的时间。
And he said, we have cauliflower for supper, and I hate cauliflower.
他说我们今天的晚餐是吃白花椰菜，但是我最讨厌白花椰菜。
And on TV, all I saw was hugging and kissing.
在电视上我看到的都是拥抱和亲吻。
And I hate hugging and kissing.
那我讨厌拥抱和亲吻。
Then my bath water was too hot.
然后我的洗澡水太烫了。
And I got soap in my eyes.
肥皂跑到我的眼睛里去了。
And I lost my marble down the drain.
我的弹珠掉到水槽里面的排水口去了。
And when I went to bed,
当我去睡觉时，
Nick talked about the pillow that he said I could have.
尼克把他原来要给我的枕头要回去了。
And then my Mickey Mouse night light burned out.
我的米老鼠夜灯坏了。
And I bit my tongue.
然后我咬到我自己的舌头。
And the cat decided to sleep with Nick and not with me.
那我们家的猫决定要跟尼克睡觉而不跟我睡觉。
All in all, he said.
他这样说，所有的一切。
It was a horrible, terrible, not good.Very bad day.
都是一个糟透、坏透、又差又惨的一天。
I found a lot of meanings in how a terrible day looked like in Alexander's life.
我们可以看到，在亚历山大的生活里面，看起来是很糟、很惨的一天，是一个什么情形
？It seemed humorous, but it talked a lot about life.
听起来好像，蛮幽默的、好笑的。可是它真实是提到我们生活里面会发生的事。
We can have a bad day even if we are young.
即使是我们很年轻，我们可能都会遇到很糟糕的一天。
I live in the borough of Tenafly.
我住在新泽西州 borough Tenafly 这个地方。
And our new mayor has been very faithful.
我们新的镇长是一个很忠实的一个镇长。
And every 2 days, he will leave a message on my telephone answering machine about COVID-19.
每两天他就会打电话来留话来报告新冠肺炎的最新情形。
I've never seen my town so impacted by turmoil before.
我从来没有看过我所居住的这个城镇这么的动荡过。
Over 100 people infected, more than 10 people died.
有超过100人以上感染到这个肺炎，有10个人过世了。
I hope my mayor has not been that faithful making report every 2 days.
我真希望我们的镇长不要每两天就那么忠心的来打电话报告。
And no bad news from my mayor is good news.
如果从我镇长那边没有坏消息传来，对我来说就是一个好消息。
I try to control my emotion.
我试着来控制我自己的情绪。
I saw on the slide my good pastor friend, his son, who is also a pastor.
我在荧幕上面放的照片是一个我的好朋友，一位老牧师，他的儿子也是一位牧师。
And for the last few weeks, I don't sleep well.
过去几个礼拜，我没有一晚是睡得好的。
Tragedies happen to those who are very precious and close to me.
一些不幸的事情发生在那些对我很亲近也是对我很珍贵的人们身上。
I have a very heavy heart how the pandemic affect my former pastor colleague's family.
当我看到这个疫情怎么样影响到以前跟我一起同事过的牧师朋友，我的心非常非常的沉重。
4 weeks ago, my 92 years old pastor friend passed away.
四个礼拜以前我那位92岁很受尊敬的牧师朋友过世了。
And then last week, his daughter-in-law, the wife of his pastor's son, also passed away.
上个礼拜，他的媳妇儿，就是他做牧师的那个儿子的太太也过世了。
Altogether, 5 of his family members are infected.
他家中总共有5人感染到这个病毒。
I find myself asking God,
我发现我自己在问神
Why would this happen to him and his family?
为什么这样的事情发生在他和他的家庭当中呢？
I couldn't sleep. I really cannot sleep.
我没有办法入睡。
I can only find solitude and comfort in God, having him as my refuge.
我只有能够在神里面找到安稳和安慰，知道他是我的避难所。
In the midst of disaster and unrest,
在这个灾难跟动荡的当中
we need God as our refuge.
我们需要神做我们的避难所。
Let's answer the second question.
那我们来回答第二个问题。
How can we have God as our refuge?
我们怎样以神为避难所？
The path in having God as our refuge.
以神为我们避难所的途径。
Psalm 46 tells us, "Be still."
诗篇四十六篇告诉我们要安静。
Be still and know that I am God.
你们要休息，要知道我是神。
What is the meaning of be still?
休息的意思是什么呢？
The meaning of be still is not about not moving.
休息的意思并不是说你不要动。
It means relax.
它的意思是放松。
Let go.
放手。
Calm down.
静下来。
Stop.
停下来。
In every hopeless, uncomprehensive sufferings.
在一切无望不解的患难当中。
The one thing God wants us to do is to let go.
一件神要我们做的事情就是放手。
I learned to stop my struggling before God.
我学习在神面前停止一切的挣扎。
To be careful of my angry emotions.
对我愤怒的情绪，我要注意。
And humanistic tactics to solve the problem.
也要注意，不要用人为的手段来解决问题。
Talking about be still, in this psalm, the word "sila" is employed 3 times.
在诗篇四十六篇这里，希拉这个字出现了三次。
And as a total in the Psalms, the word Sila occurs 73 times.
而希拉在整个诗篇当中总共出现了73次。
And in the book of Habakkuk, it appeared 3 times.
在哈巴谷书当中这个字出现了三次。
Sila is a musical pause.
希拉是音乐上面的休止符。
For us to take notice,
是要人来注意。
To pause,
要读者来停一下。
And think about what has just been said before.
去思考默想他们刚刚读过的一些话语。
Not only we need to pause when we are busy.
我们不单单在忙碌当中需要息拉安静。
But also when we face suffering.Sickness and tragedies.
而在苦难、病痛以及一切的不幸灾难当中，我们也需要息拉。
We stop.
我们暂停。
And wait for God's timing.
我们等候神的时间。
Revelation.
神的启示。
And guidance.
神的引导。
What does it mean today?
对今天的意义是什么呢？
I have a confession.To make.
我要向你们坦诚。
I have to confess I'm not a very good pastor.
我要坦诚我不是一个好牧师。
I don't face the pandemic well.
我并没有用很好的态度来面对这个疫情。
I find myself very busy getting medical protectives.
我发现我自己很忙的要来预备一些医疗的防备东西。
And I have a checklist.
我有个单子。
Wipes.
手巾，湿手巾。
And then rubbing alcohol.
酒精。
Antibacterial hand washing soap.
消毒的肥皂液。
Hand sanitizer.
消毒手的干洗液。
N95 mask.
N95 的口罩。
And gloves.
还有手套。
And my wife was very patient with me.
我的太太对我很有耐心。
And then I start with paper towel and toilet papers.
然后我也开始预备卫生纸还有擦手纸。
And then sardines and spam.
还有沙丁鱼还有牛肉干。
And then my wife was quiet.
然后我的太太还是很安静。
And then I went to buy a second bag of jasmine rice.
然后我又继续去买第二袋的泰国香米。
And then my wife had it.
然后我的太太就开始混乱了。
Daniel, when are you going to stop?
他问我说，你什么时候可以停下来？
Relax.
放松。
You get medical protectives, I keep quiet.
你在预备那些医疗的防御物资时，我很安静。
You get toilet paper and paper towel, I'm quiet.
你在那边预备卫生纸还有擦手用的纸，我也不说话。
And now you want the third bag of jasmine rice?
现在你要去买第三袋的泰国香米。
Be still, relax, and let go.
你要安静，你要放松。
And that's what we need to do. Maybe God wants us to pause and let go and relax.
这些就是我们需要做的，因为神要我们能够放手，能够放松，能够安静。
By saying relax, I'm not saying that we need to be careless to prevent infection.
当我说放松的时候，并不是说我们都不要去注意我们该小心的事情。
We still need to keep the 6 feet social distancing.
我们仍然要保持6英尺的社交距离。
But what do we trust in?
但是我们所信靠的是什么呢？
Do I feel more secure because I have enough medical protectives?
当我有足够的医疗防御物资时，我觉得比较安全吗？
Let go, relax.
放松，安静。
And not only let go, we have to let God.
不止我们需要放松，我们也需要让神做工。
Verse 8, come and see what the Lord has done.
第八节，你们来看耶和华的作为。
Although this psalm talks about sufferings,
虽然这首诗歌是讲到苦难，
it's not a lamentation,
但它不是一首悲歌，
but it's a praising psalm.
它是一首赞美诗篇。
The tone is high, it's soprano.
它的调是用女高音，是高亢的。
It's a song of trust in the midst of natural disaster and political unrest.
它是一首信靠的诗歌，是在灾难和各样政局动荡之中的一个信靠诗歌。
How do we have God as a refuge?
我们怎么样让神成为我们的避难所呢？
Let's learn to let go and let God.
让我们学习放松，也让神做工。
What does it mean today?
今日的意义是什么呢？
I cannot talk about this psalm without talking about Martin Luther.
我提到这首诗篇就不能不提到马丁路德。
This psalm is called Luther's Song.
这首诗篇叫做路德之歌。
Because this great Protestant reformer liked to sing this psalm in his sufferings.
因为这位伟大的宗教改革家，他总是喜欢在患难的时候唱这首诗歌。
And based on this psalm, he wrote a hymn, A Mighty Fortress is Our God.
根据了这首诗歌，他写了一首圣诗，坚固保障歌。
How, what does this mean to let go and let God?
放松以及让神做工的意思是什么呢？
Let me talk about a person by the name of John Patton.
让我来跟你讲一个故事，是关于约翰帕顿的故事。
He was a former missionary to New Hebrides Islands in the South Pacific.
他是曾经在新赫布里底群岛做过宣教士的一个牧师。
He heard about the need there.
他听到在那个地方的需要。
But not many missionaries survive in those islands.
但是 很多去那里的宣教士都没有存活。
The missionaries are not only killed.
去那里的宣教士不只是被杀。
They are being eaten.
他们也被吃。
So when he shared his desire to go there.
当他分享他想要去那里的这样的一个渴望，
His church elder said to him,
他教会的一位长老这样跟他说，
Be careful of the cannibals.
你要小心那里有食人族。
They will not only kill you,
他们不只会杀你，
They will eat you,
他们也会吃你。
Don't go.
不要去。
But John Patton said,
但是约翰帕顿这样说，
If I die in Glasgow,
如果我死在格拉斯哥，
I shall be eaten one day by worms when I die.
一天我死了，我将会被虫子吃。
But if I serve the Lord Jesus Christ,
但是如果我服侍主耶稣，
It doesn't make any difference to me whether I'm eaten by cannibals or by worms.
No.不管我是被食人族所吃，或是被虫子吃，都是没有分别的。
For in that great day, my resurrection body will arise as fair as yours in the likeness of a risen Redeemer.
因为在那伟大的一天，我复活的身体将会像你的复活身体一样的美好，就像我们救赎主耶稣他的身体一样。
There are times when God does something that we don't even know.
很多时候神所做的事情是我们不明了的。
God protected him.
神保护他。
God did something.
神做了一些奇妙的事。
When he first arrived there,
当他出到那个地方的时候，
The people surrounded his mission headquarters and planned to burn it down and killing them.
那里的人包围了他的宣教总部，想要烧毁他住的地方，把他杀了。
But the next day,
但是第二天，
they were very surprised that the people left without attacking them.
他很惊讶，那一群人走了，并没有攻击他。
And a year later, the chief and his people became Christians.
一年后，那里的酋长他成为基督徒。
And he asked the chief, what happened? What stopped you from burning the house and kill us?
他问那个酋长说，那一年是发生了什么事情？为什么你没有烧我住的地方，也没有杀我呢？
And the chief said, I couldn't.
那个族长说，我没有办法。
What will all the strong men survive surrounding your house?
有一群很强壮的人围着你的房子，他们是谁呢？
They seem like angels.
他们看起来像天使一样。
And then John Patton, after he found out that God has sent his angels to protect him.
那时候约翰帕顿才发现是神差派的天使保护了他。
Sometimes God will allow very special experiences to happen to missionaries.
很多时候神允许一些很特别的事情发生在那些宣教士的身上。
And I believe that God will send his angels to protect his people.
而我也相信神会差派他的天使来保护他自己的儿女。
He didn't know until 1 year later.
约翰帕顿都不明白发生了什么事情，一直到一年之后他才搞清楚。
When he was surrounded, he knew that he couldn't do anything to stop the people.
当那一夜他被当地的土著包围他的房子的时候，他不能做任何事情。
He can just let go and trust God.
他能够做的就是放松，让神去做工。
And God did something.
那神做了奇妙的事。
God protected him even without him knowing it at the time.
神保护了他。即使他一点都不知道。
So the path of having God as a refuge is to let go and let God.
让神做我们避难所的途径，就是要放松，让神做工。
What are the results of having God as a refuge?
那我们让神做我们避难所的结果是什么呢？
The results of having God as refuge.
以神为我们避难所的结果。
I use words starting with the word P.
我用了一个字是从 P 这个字头开始。
When we have God as a refuge, we experience His protection.
当我们以神我们的避难所的时候，我们经历的就是他的保护。
Verse 1, God is our refuge. Verse 7, the God of Jacob is our fortress. Verse 11, the God of Jacob is our fortress.
第一节，神是我们的避难所。第七节，雅各的神是我们的避难所。第十一节，雅各的神是我们的避难所。
In only three verses, the word refuge or fortress appears three times.
在三节里面，神是我们的避难所出现了三次。
And not only God.
不只是神。
He is the God of Jacob.
他也是雅各的神。
I find it very interesting. He doesn't call himself God of Israel.
我觉得很有意思，这里他并没有说他是以色列的神。
Nine times when the person Jacob appeared in Psalms.
有九次雅各这个名字在诗篇里面出现了。
It's associated with God.
都是跟神有关。
It's really meaningful.
这是很有意义的。
Jacob is not the best person you would like to be a friend of.
雅各并不是你一个最佳的人选，你想要跟他做朋友的人。
He's a very bad guy and he's very cunning.
他是一个很差劲的人，他很狡诈。
But God was patient with him.
但是神对他很有耐心。
God is his fortress.
神是他的避难所。
What's the meaning of refuge?
避难所的意思是什么呢？
It's a place where we can run to and hide.
那是一个地方，我们可以在那里躲藏。
And be protected during disasters and unrest.
在患难动荡之中得到保护。
And find myself when I was sick last month, I find my refuge in him.
当上个月我身体很不好的时候，我在神那里找到了避难所。
What does it mean today?
今天的意义是什么呢？
During 9/11,
在911事件的时候，
Billy Graham, Reverend Billy Graham gave a message in the National Cathedral.
葛培里牧师他给了全国人民一个奖章。
It's based on Psalm 46 verses 1 to 3 and talk about God's protection.
他用诗篇46篇的头三节来传讲神是我们的避难所。
And it enabled people to find comfort in God's protection.
他借着所说的来坚固全国的民众从神那边得着安慰和力量。
So we have God as a refuge, we find protection.
所以当我们以神为我们的避难所时，我们就得到了保护。
The second P, presence.
第二个 P 是同在。
Is with us.
是一起。
Verse 7, the Lord Almighty is with us.
第七节，万军之耶和华与我们同在。
And also, not only with us, is ever present.
神不止与我们同在，他是常在。
Verse 1, he is our ever-present help.
第一节，他是我们随时的帮助。
What does it mean today to have God's presence?
神的同在对我们今天是什么意义呢？
God's servant John Wesley, the day before he died.
神的仆人约翰·卫斯理在他过世前的一天，
he found himself shaking and he found himself shaking.
他发现他自己面对死亡的时候在颤抖。
But then God gave him Psalm 46, verse 7.
但是神给了他诗篇46篇第七节。
And he could boldly face his death.
以致他勇敢地面对死亡。
And he recited the words repeatedly the day before he passed away.
在他去世的前一天，他整夜来朗诵这个诗篇46篇第七节。
Protection.
保护。
Presence.
同在。
And then power and peace.
最后力量和平安。
God is our strength.
神是我们的力量。
When we are falling, when we are failing, He is our power, He is our strength.
当我们跌倒，当我们失败的时候，神是我们的力量。
His power expressed in what He says.
他的力量展现在他的话语里面。
He lifts His voice, the earth melts. Verse 6.
神一发声，地变融化。
Not only His word is powerful.
不止他的言语有大能。
His works are also powerful.
他的作为也是大能的。
Verse 8. Come and see what the Lord has done.
第八节，你们来看耶和华的作为。
And then because of this power, we can find peace.
因着这样的一个大能，我们可以找到平安。
Verse 2. Therefore, we will not fear though the earth give way and the mountains fall in the heart of the sea. In Chinese, it's verse 3.
在中文里面第三节，其中的水虽喷轰翻腾，山虽因海涨而颤抖，我们也不害怕。
I find myself this week experiencing this power and peace.
我这个礼拜发现我自己真的是领受极大的平安。
A person by the name of Horatio Spafford come to my mind.
有一个人的故事，我想起一个人的故事，他叫做霍拉少斯帕福德。
When his wife and his four daughters went to England.
当他的太太跟四个女儿去英格兰的时候，
The ship went through a shipwreck.
那个他们所搭的船撞船了。
And his wife sent him a telegram.
他的太太打了一个电报给他。
Save alone.
独有我获救。
The all four daughters were drowned.
四个女儿都湮灭了。
And it was that time he wrote the famous song, It's Well With My Soul.
就在那个时候，这个人写了一首诗歌，我心灵得安宁。
In the midst of his tragedy, He experienced peace like a river.
在他所面对的悲剧当中，他经历了平安如江河。
When we have God as a refuge, we also experience pressure.
当我们以神为我们避难所时，我们也可以经历欢欣。
He is the river whose streams make glad the city of God.
有一道河，这河的分溢使神的城欢喜。
You know Jerusalem has no river.
我们都知道耶路撒冷城里是没有河的。
Some said that it may talk about the water channel that Hezekiah dug during the invasion of Assyria.
有人说他可能是讲到在亚述国侵略犹大的时候，西西家所挖的渠道。
It may be a possibility.
是有这样的一个可能。
But then I found the river in the book of Psalms.
可是我发现在诗篇里面讲到河的时候
Psalm 65 verse 9
在诗篇65篇第九节
He talked about the stream or river of God
讲到神的河
And then Psalm 36 verse 8
诗篇36篇第八节里
He talked about the river of delight or joy
讲到乐河
Belief is a metaphor about what God can do in us.
我相信这是一个象征，讲到神可以对我们做的事。
Why can we sing with soprano in the midst of suffering?
为什么你能够在患难当中用女高音这样的高亢来唱歌呢？
Can there be joy in the midst of suffering?
然后在苦难当中有这样的喜乐呢？
I'll give you an example.
我要给你一个例子。
In the beginning of the pandemic, I don't have enough mask.
在这个疫情发生一开始，我并没有口罩。
And at one time, I have 10 masks for 4 members in my family.
但是突然我就有了十个口罩。
But I have 4 family members.
但是我一家人有四口。
And then I went to Chinatown, I got 50 masks, but it cost me $40.
然后我去中国城买了50个口罩，花了40块钱。
And then I cannot find mask.
然后我就没有办法再买到任何的口罩了。
And you know my wife is a nurse.
你们都知道我的太太是位护士。
What happened if you don't have enough mask?
如果她没有口罩，那怎么办呢？
And then brothers and sisters call me, and I get to know what is N95.
然后有弟兄姐妹打电话给我，然后我就拿到了 N95.
No, they talk about N95. They talk about N95.
哦，他们打电话给我，跟我谈到 N95 的口罩。
You know, God doesn't need me to go out and rush for mask.
你知道吗？神其实让我并不需要跑到外面很忙碌的去找这些口罩。
I thought having a nurse.A wife who is a nurse is very anxious.
因为我的太太是个护士，所以我常常很着急忧虑。
And because of that, a lot of brothers and sisters ask me, "Be careful, is your wife okay?"
因为他们知道我太太是个护士，所以他们常打电话来问我说，你们家都还好吗？
And then they ask me, "Do you need mask?"
然后他们也问我说，你有需要口罩吗？
You know now how many masks I have?
你知道现在我家有多少口罩吗？
I have 150 now.
我有150个口罩。
I think that should be enough.
我想应该够了。
Not only that, a sister gave my wife 12 N95.
不止这样子，还有一个姐妹给我太太12个 N95 的口罩。
So instead of being anxious, I'm so glad to see what the Lord is doing.
所以今天因着看见神所做的，我已经不再忧虑了。
And then, praise and purpose, last but not least.
最后，但是并不是最不重要的，就是赞美。
Verse 10, know that I am God, know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nation. I will be exalted in the earth.
第十节，要知道我是神，我必在外邦中被尊崇。在遍地上也被尊崇。
And then I find out in the midst of suffering.
我发现在苦难当中。
In disaster and unrest.
在 灾难和动荡之中。
The main thing is not just about staying alive.
存活并不是最主要的事情。
At the end, it's about the exaltation of God.
最终的目的是神要被尊崇。
God will be exalted through his word and his deeds.
神要因着他的话语跟他的作为被尊崇。
C.S. Lewis has a book called A Grief Pursuit.
鲁易斯他有一本书叫做《观察到的悲伤》。
He married his wife, Joy.
他跟他的太太乔伊结婚。
And only 4 years later, she passed away.
他们就结婚四年后，他的太太就过世了。
And he plunged in a deep depression.
他陷入一个极深的抑郁当中。
And the only thing he needed to do is to write.
他唯一能做的事情就是写作。
He wrote a journal.
他写了日志。
And he collected in a book called A Grief Pursuit.
他把他所写的日志后来编撰成一本书，叫做《观察到的悲伤》。
He said, "Very often we experience God."We love him when we are in good situation.
他说很多时候我们可以经历到神，可以爱神，是因为我们生活在一个很好的情况当中。
But then when catastrophe struck,
可是当灾难打击临到时，
and we'll begin to ask, is God still present with me?
我们会开始问，神还同在吗？
God is not only the God during good times.
神并不是那一个只在美好时光跟我们在的神。
C.S. Lewis explained God when his wife passed away in cancer 4 years after they got married.
路易斯他也经历到神就在他太太跟他结婚四年后因着癌症而死。
Today I'm a little bit longer because I try to be slower and clear.
今天我讲的比较久，因为我试着讲的比较慢，清楚一点。
Today we look at God is our refuge.
今天我们来思想的是神是我们的避难所。
The reasons in having God as our refuge.
以神为避难所的原因。
People face natural disaster.
人面对大自然的灾难。
People face political unrest.
人会面对政局的动荡。
The paths in having God as a refuge.
以神为避难所的途径。
We have to be still and let go.
我们要安静，要放手。
We let God.
我们要让神做工。
The results of having God as a refuge.
以神为我们避难所的结果。
Protection.
保护。
Presence.
同在。
Power and peace.
力量和平安。
Pressure.
欢心
and praise and purpose.
赞美并且有目的。
My prayer is that the way how Psalm 46 comfort me also encourage each of you.
我祷告这首安慰我的诗篇也能够来鼓励你们众人。
Let's all run to God, our refuge.
让我们都奔向神，以他为我们的避难所。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Thank you, Lord.
感谢主。
Thank you for using Psalm 46 to lift me up.
感谢你赐下诗篇四十六篇来提升我。
May the Psalm also lift up all my brothers and sisters at HOCL today.
愿这首诗篇也一样的来提升在主爱之家的众弟兄姐妹。
We don't just have one terrible day.
我们不只是面对一个可怕的一天而已。
We have been many terrible days, but we put our trust in you, our refuge.
我们经历了许许多多的困难和不好的一天，但是我们把这一切都交给主，让主做我们的避难所。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，都是奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.